chanting Hare Krishna, you have already heard. Superficially it may appear as a repetition of the same word, but every mantra with effect is chanted like that. It requires little practice. So the effect of this mantra is stated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Cheta Dharpana Marjana. It will cleanse your heart. If you go on chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, then gradually the dirty things which are accumulated within our heart, that will be cleaned. This is the process. The dirtiest thing now within our heart is the bodily concept of life. Actually, this is the misconception of whole situation of the modern world. If anyone is in bodily concept of life, that I am this body, then the basic principle of our life becomes on the false platform, because I am not this body. This is the dirtiest thing within our heart. If you chant Hare Krishna mantra, then gradually by this bhakti yoga process we shall understand that I am not this body, but I am spirit soul, I am Brahmasmi. There is a Vedic mantra which is called Aham, I am Brahma, or the spirit soul. And if we come to that position to understand that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, then other things will follow, which is stated in this Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Na Sochasi Na Kamasi. When one becomes Brahma realized that I am spirit soul, then the first benefit will be that such person will be free from all kinds of lamentation and anger. In this material world, two things are going on, lamentation and anger. Things which we do not possess, we anger after it. And things we do possess and somehow or other we lose, then it is lament. So, actually, the whole situation is lamenting because you are losing. Take for example, this body which we have gained from our father and mother on a certain day, it is losing gradually. Suppose you are 20 years old, that means you have already lost 20 years of your total duration of life. Suppose you have to live for 100 years, so 20 years you have already lost, or you have already died up to the amount of 20 years. I am 76 years. That means I have also died up to the amount of 76 years. So the age is increasing, that is a false idea. The age is decreasing. somebody says that you are 76 years old, or you are so much increased. I am not increased. Practically, I decrease the duration of life. The duration of life is limited. It is already destined. According to our past activities, we have got a body whose duration of life is already fixed up. The standard of happiness and distress, that is also fixed up. You cannot change it. Suppose one has got 100 years age to live. Nowadays nobody lives for 100 years. At most 80 years or 90 years, very rarely. My grandmother lived for 96 years. My father lived for 84 years. I do not know how long I shall live, but still I am living. The duration of life in this age is gradually decreasing. You are all students of university, but there is no science how you can increase the duration of life, or how you can stop death. That is not possible. Death, birth, death, old age and disease, these are the four problems of our life. Nobody wants to die, but death is sure. We must die. Nobody wants to take birth, but there is birth. Now there are so many contraceptive methods for checking birth, but still the population of the whole world is increasing. So birth, death, old age, nobody wants to become old. Everyone wants to remain young and fresh, but old age, overcome. Similarly, disease. There are scientific advancements of knowledge. We have got very effective medicines, but there is no science to stop disease or to stop death. These are the actual problems. But the problems, these problems are pertaining to the body. The soul is different from this body. This is our misunderstanding. I am soul, you are soul, aham brahmasmi. But somehow or other I have been entrapped in this bodily, material bodily changes. Changes you can understand, that you have a body like a baby, you have a body like a child, you have a body like a boy. Now you have got youthful body, some days after you will get a body like me. So the body is changed, and I am the same. I can remember my childhood body, my babyhood body, or my boyhood body. So the soul is eternal and the body is changed. That is explained in this Bhagavad Gita. Most of you are well known to this book, Bhagavad Gita. It is widely read book all over the world. So the first instruction given in the Bhagavad Gita is this: Dehi nasmin yatha dehi kaumano jaruvana jara tatha dehantaram prati vira satranoye. These two lines of Bhagavad Gita, that how the soul is transmigrating from one body to another. If we simply study these two lines, then our life becomes different. But nobody cares to understand that the soul is eternal. It is changing, transmigrating from one type of body to another body. And there are 8,400,000 species of types of body, and we have been entrapped in this cycle of birth, death, old age and sleep. This is our real problem. But in the university or any educational institution, there is no department of knowledge to find out what is that thing which is entrapped within this body. We get this information from Bhagavad Gita. Dehina asmin dehe. Deha means this body. And dehina, the possessor of the body. Just like your sat and coat. You are the possessor of the sat and coat. The sat and coat is not you. You are different from the sat and coat. Similarly, we have got our two kinds of body, the gross body and the subtle body. The gross body is made of material elements, earth, water, fire, air, stuff. And the subtle body is made of mind, intelligence and ego. So when we quit this gross body, the subtle body carries me to another gross body. This is the law of transmigration. It is not the question of belief. It is a fact that if we neglect to study this scientific knowledge, then we are missing the opportunity. Because in this human form of life, the developed knowledge can study what is there within this body, which is so important, which missing this body becomes worthless. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is preaching the important portion of the body about the soul. To understand what is the soul, to understand what is the need of the soul, why he is entrapped within this material body, how the soul can be liberated, and after liberation, what is the function of the soul. These things are our subject matter. And these things are very nicely explained as preliminary study in the Bhagavad Gita. And for higher studies, for graduate studies, in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So our only request is that you are all students. You do not neglect this subject matter, this science to understand what is this soul. It is a fact. No scientific professor at the present moment can explain what is that thing missing. When the thing is missing, this body is called dead. What is the distinction of this dead body and the living body? So according to Vedic instruction, according to Krishna's instruction, the body is always dead. But so long the soul is there, it appears to be living. Just like within your coat and shirt, so long you are there, the hand of your coat appears to be moving. Actually, this heart and coat has no body. But because the original body is moving, we see this heart and coat is also moving. Similarly, this body is moving because the soul within it is moving. As soon as the soul is out of this body will not move. So this science is very important science. That is the basic principle of understanding. It is not the question of thinking that one may believe in the existence of soul or one may not believe. But fact is fact. 2 + 2 = 4, that is science. If somebody does not believe, if somebody says 2 + 2 = 5 or 3, that is not scientific. Similarly, we may not believe in the existence of soul. But that is a fact. But if we want to study the subject matter very seriously and scientifically, then it will be possible to understand. But the simple method recommended in the Vedic literature, that if you chant this Hare Krishna mantra, then gradually your intelligence or consciousness will be cleaned and you will be able to understand that you are not this body, but you are spirit soul. Cheta darpana marjanam mama mahadava nidhipaha. And if you understand that you are spirit soul, you are Brahma, then at that time you will become free from the blazing fire of material existence. The blazing fire of material existence. I was just talking this morning, our Swami Praman, Bhushan, he was speaking that at the present moment there is a movement among the younger section to commit suicide. Why? Why younger section has feeling such frustration and confusion in spite of so much educational institution? In your Western country, there is no question of poverty. You are all way to go, especially extensively traveled over America and Europe, especially America. They are very opulent. I have traveled in Australia and countries in New Zealand. So far, material necessities are concerned, you are all well to go. So why this question of frustration, as Swami Goswami Hanuman Prasad was speaking? Now the younger generation are after suicide. I do not know if it is fact. There is some dirt. So many things are. So actually there is no cause of frustration. There is very good news for jubilation. That is this Krishna consciousness. Don't be frustrated. Try to understand this Krishna consciousness moment, how it is scientific, how it is authorized, how it is old, and how it is accepted by great acharyas, great stalwart, learned scholars, and how it is treated by the learned section of all over the world. So our request is that younger section may not feel confused and frustration. There is very nice hope. Those who are taking to this Krishna consciousness, mostly they are younger section. Now ask them how much hopeful they are, how much jubilant they are. So my request is that you are all young boys and girls, flowers of the country, don't feel frustration and confusion. There is nice hope in Krishna consciousness. My only request is that you are all learned boys and girls. Try to understand this philosophy and science and you will be happy. That is my request. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Yeah.